How does it feel to be in your new workplace?
Feels great. It's been a little time where I've just been kind of floating, waiting, trying to figure out where I'll be. So just to get that call and know I'll be here just working is a very relieving feeling.
What have these last, I guess, 12, 18 hours been like for you?
So fast. I mean, everything happened. Once I got that call, everything's just been happening so fast. It still really probably hasn't hit me yet, but once I get up here, get a chance to start working out with the guys, that's really all I'm looking forward to.
Meet Saquon while you were here today, or did you guys miss each other?
Yeah, I got a chance to see him, got a chance to talk. Just excitement. We're just both excited to be here, excited for the things to come, just looking forward to getting the chance to work with our new team.
What do you think you need to work on the most?
Just being more of a complete football player, being able to play every down, even little things, learning from the older guys, just even having Alec here is going to be a big help for me. I think having somebody that's been there, done that, that can show me the ropes and just show me all the things that I need to do to be a good pro.
When people say pass rusher, their eyes light up, right?
Yes, sir.
Coaches do, fans do, everybody does, pass rusher. You consider yourself, you said yes, the other day, an elite pass rusher. I mean, why do you say that? I mean, your numbers don't necessarily indicate that, but why do you think that, and then what can you do, translate the NFL and do that?
Yeah, just because personally I just carry myself. That's the way I carry myself. I have confidence in myself, and I trust my abilities. I've seen it. I've seen what happens when I get a chance to actually lock in and go hunt quarterbacks. So I'm just looking forward to coming in here, being a part of that defense, and just getting a chance to go get them. So that's really it. Yeah, I have big shoes to fill, very big shoes to fill. But, I mean, that's better. It gives me more things to look up to, more things to go reach for.
The coach was saying he felt, watching your tape, that you play best in the biggest games. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's when the lights come on. When the lights come on, you gotta do what you got to do. And big games, big-time players make big plays in big games. So, I mean, that's just something that I've always heard, maybe subliminally, stuck somewhere.
Lorenzo, the current Giants players don't even know this defense fully yet, but do you have any sense of how you would fit into a James Betcher defense with this personnel?
Yeah, just a 3-4 defense. Just going to Georgia, like, my numbers don't say, like, the elite pass rusher I feel like I am, or a pass rusher, but that's because I was in a defense that I did a lot. I did a lot of things. So coming to a 3-4 defense is right at home. This is what I do. I've learned probably 5 positions in the 3-4, so I can do it.
Well, you say you did a lot of things. What were your responsibilities besides getting after the quarterback?
A lot of responsibilities. I played nickel. I played Sam. I played Jack, defensive end, inside linebacker sometimes. So I kind of had to know what the secondary was doing, how we were rotating, what the front guys were doing, if they had any games going on. So being at Georgia really prepared me a lot for pretty much any defense that I come into face with.
When did you get over that loss?
We still not going to talk about that.
Lorenzo, I read somewhere that said that, you know, for all the athleticism and the, you know, the freak traits that you showed, that there was a point, I guess, between last season and then this past season that kind of the light went on and the production started. Do you remember that? And was it a conscious thing that something just clicked?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it was just I wanted to become more of a all-around football player. Forget all the athletic stuff. Forget just being a guy that can run around and look pretty. I mean, I want to go out there and make plays and be an impactful player for my team. And that's what I tried to do this year. And I did whatever the coaches asked, and that's going to be the same thing on the next level.
You must be used to big expectations. What was it like being a, you know, 5-star recruit at an SEC school?
It was fun. I mean, at Georgia, got a chance to stay at home. So being a 5-star, it was fun, but you still have those expectations and you got to go in there and play. So if you aren't making results, then all that stuff goes out the window.
There's a there's an all-pro in this building, Landon Collins, who felt slighted by falling to the second round in his draft. Did you expect to go higher? A lot of people had you projected higher, and
yeah.
Do you have a chip on your shoulder because of that?
Yeah, I expected to go higher, but, I mean, like I said before last night, guy's plan is it's been there. It's been written before me or you even thought about it. Like, so it was well worth the wait, been getting a chance to come play for New York.
Have you ever been here before, New York?
I've came once, so this is my agent, Joel Siegel. He actually's up here, so.
Have you had an opportunity to look at the names on the roster and say to yourself, okay, I definitely got to hit this guy up for some advice because maybe he's the same position or he's going to have the same role as yourself? I mean, have you looked at that and have you started that process?
I haven't had a chance to. I just know that Alec Ogletree is here, and just from being at Georgia, hearing about him, seeing him on the walls, and then just watching him play in the league, it's an honor to just be up here with him and have a big brother up here that I can follow and just see what I got to do.